So we hope that they can get it done.
Where's that cricket?
Texas is my home.
Let's take a tour around some of those Texas topics this week. And yes, it is quite hot today. In fact, they say that the air quality is going to be absolutely horrible. An ozone alert day for air quality. And one of the ways the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles and other such agencies said you could help out is skip the drive-thrus today.
Really?
Because all the idling cars that are just sitting there waiting.
I know, but who wants to cook?
Yeah. You can go wait on the highways, maybe skip some of the road construction today. That would slow
down a
little bit.
There's that.
But yes, there's a very good chance and probably obliterate the 1955 record that is set for today, May 14th. That was, that's the title currently held by it. 95 degrees on that date back in 1955, Marty. So we're looking to best that by about 5 or 6 degrees. ERCOT may actually be a worry. They admitted they are not summer ready yet.
Because it's not summer? Is that maybe why? Or are we just not ready in general? Were they not ready in winter?
I mean, I'm not summer ready yet either. I feel you, girl. I know. All right. Yeah. I've been working all winter. And they say it's not a stone cold lock that it's so hot in the middle of May.
How hot is it?
That it's not necessarily going to be a bad summer. It doesn't mean that. It will be, but it has nothing to do with the fact that today's getting hot. So,
it's just Texas.
Yeah, y'all stay hydrated out there.
One more time for our friends in the back. Watch what your kids see on TikTok. The latest challenge, to go banging on a front door, usually late at night, sometimes with kicking, and of course always filming, to share it on the internet. Fort Worth PD has chimed in that this is a very, very bad idea. It's also illegal. It could be mistaken as an attempted break-in, which may provoke a dangerous or defensive response from the homeowner. Now, this may work in other places, not so much here.
Yeah, it's too hot for those shenanigans anyway, kids. Come on, for crying out loud. You know, you're letting the AC out.
That's
you're opening
enough.
The door. Cool the whole neighborhood. Evidently, Fort Worth proper is pretty cool. It was ranked in a Wallet Hub annual survey. Fort Worth has climbed into the number 10 spot for best summer travel destinations.
Number 10!
For 2025, no less. Yeah, the report annually ranks about 100 U.S. metros based on attraction, safety, activities, weather, local costs, travel costs, and hassles, too, like that. So, Orlando area came in number one. They usually are. But how about that? Well, Fort Worth, number 10. It's a big jump, too. Fort Worth was 29 last year, and 2 years ago was 45. So, here we are. Number 10, travel destination for your summer.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Until they hear about the snakes,
yeah,
and they're not going to come our way.
Sorry, folks, but we will not be getting any chickens, cattle, or other livestock from Mexico for the time being. That's because of the threat of the NWS. It's more than a cricket. That would be the New World Screwworm. It's a dangerous, flesh-eating parasite that was found within 700 miles of the border. So additional action must be taken. They say that this is an unacceptable northward advancement of NWS. And due to the threat, there will be a suspension of live cattle, horse, and bison imports through the U.S. southern border ports, effective immediately.
Great. The screw worm.
Yeah, but they say it's actually a fly. Oh. I don't know why they call it a screw worm. Oh. Like, maybe it's like, you know, spin. They want to like
that
give it like a good, good angle.
Do snakes eat them? Because if so, I'm good. And then finally, $50 follow-up, as a story a couple days ago we brought you, that new report has that all of North Texas is sinking. And we're not alone. It's a Texas problem with Houston and San Antonio coming in. But by far, sinking faster than everybody is Fort Worth, Dallas, USA. And they say that the study is massively underestimated. And that even a few millimeters down year by year as we nestle further into the soil
because of all the building and subsequently a lot of fracking, that buildings could start to collapse and roadways could possibly be an issue because of sinkholes. Because of the rapid sinking of the Fort Worth, Dallas, Metro, North Texas area.
Is that the windows? Is that what we got going on here?
It's the game we've been playing all along.
Yeah, when do y'all do what it sinks or float?
I listened to Will It Sink or Float just this morning.
See, this is why we do the game every Thursday.
Will it float?
Well, maybe we should just finally change it to Will It Sink.